This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the podcast. My name is Brad Brown, and it's time to chat some nutrition today as we touch base with Tim Holo once again and find out what he does from a nutrition point of view, how he approaches his day-to-day nutrition and his race day strategies. That's all on the way shortly. A big thanks to the sponsor of this edition of the podcast. It is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for high-performance race wheels, then Wheel Science is definitely the way to go because you can get all the performance at half the price. They have a lifetime warranty worldwide. They also ship worldwide. And they are amazing. I've been riding mine now for a while. Love them. Absolutely love them. So if you haven't checked out the video that I did of the unboxing to see what you get with them, definitely check out our social medias. You can also see some of the photos I've taken in and around Cape Town on some of our rides. Just to make you a little bit jealous as we head towards winter in the Northern Hemisphere. But it's a tough place to live, but someone's got to do it. So check out the Kona Edge on social media and check out those race wheels at thekonaedge.com/wheels. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels. And make sure that you use the coupon code Kona Edge, all one word, Kona Edge, at checkout to get 10% off the your order. Let's chat some nutrition here on the Kona Edge, and we head back to Denver, Colorado to catch up with Tim Holo. Tim, welcome back. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, no problem. I'm hungry, so this is a good segue, right?
Well, I won't keep you too long. You've got to get that nutrition in. Let's talk about your sort of the way you approach things from a nutrition point of view. Are you pretty pedantic about it? Is it something that you are hard and fast? It's what you put in is what you get out?
Yeah, I am, because the way I look at it with nutrition as a whole, whatever you put in your body, no matter what it is or when it is, it's going to have some kind of result, right? You're going to feel something from that. So the way I look at it is that whatever I put in my body, I want to feel the best I can, whether it's Christmas Eve or, the week of Ironman, right? It's just because the next day, in terms of like looking at like a dinner, in terms of the next day, you want to make sure you feel your best all the time, because I just want to make sure that I have that good feeling as much as I can. A lot of it has to do with the types of food you eat and when you eat it too, and how much you eat. So that's a big part of it.
Have you always been that way about nutrition, Tim? I mean, you started the sport in college, and we know what most college students' diets are like. But is this something that you've worked on over time, or has it always been like that?
Never. Yeah, I was just like every other kid, Brad. I mean, my first marathon in '94, the night before, I had McDonald's at 10:30 at night. It was a chicken sandwich, mayonnaise, French fries, that whole thing. And when you're 19, 20, you can get away with that stuff. But I think as the years go by, those things just, they change. That's all it is. They just change. So, and that's no different with me. So it's definitely been a lot more fine tuned. However, that being said, I did start probably like in college, a little bit after that I just really started to hone in my nutrition, not doing any fried foods, no fast food. I don't drink alcohol. I don't drink coffee. I haven't had a sip of alcohol in 7 years. It's just how I do it. And it all comes down to how my body and my mind feels when I work out. Because if I have a bad workout and it's based off a choice that I made with a bad decision of food or drink, then that makes me feel awful, because I know that I chose to do that. And that's just not how I think.
From a day-to-day sort of approach to nutrition, there's so much. There's paleo this, and there's whole foods that. Tell me about your day-to-day philosophy. Are you pretty anal when it comes to that? Is there a specific way that you eat that you don't eat?
In my job, I'm on my own for the most part, so I can kind of choose what I want to eat. But in terms of like how I eat, like in general, and this, every athlete out there who listens to this is going to cringe when I say this, but I'm not a big breakfast guy. And I know a lot of those endurance athletes, they just hone in on that breakfast right after their workout. It's never been me, because I just don't like that full feeling in my stomach. But I know for what I do and my workload with athletics, I need to eat. So But with that, I do a lot of fruit. I do a lot of yogurt. I do a lot of oatmeal, a lot of basic, simple foods, but provide the desired result that I want. So during the day, I'll have a bagel, yogurt, maybe some oatmeal. You know, if I'm in a hurry, I might have an energy bar, things like that. And then at night, my wife and I will do a lot of salads. We do a lot of fish, you know, simple things, probably not many like sauces or nothing, you know, things that you don't know about. We really try to kind of shy away from. I mean, but like a lot of people say, everything in moderation, right? So every once in a while we'll have, you know, something fun. My dad calls it good, bad food. So, and I think there's a time and place for that, but it's, you know, it's all in moderation because, you know, you still want to enjoy yourself, and food is wonderful. You just got to do it at the right times and at the right types of food.
Yeah. We speak about it often here on the podcast too, that in order to get your race day nutrition dialed in, you've got to practice it. And sadly, with a race like Ironman, you don't get to do them too often, so you don't get to practice it that often. But you have. You've done tons of these things. You've got to have your Ironman race day nutrition dialed in. Talk to me a little bit about your race day strategy from a nutrition point of view.
Yeah. So, that's a very special thing, is to try to dial in the nutrition. And I feel very lucky that I think I've figured it out over the years. I've, knock on wood, I've never had a problem nutrition wise during the Ironman in terms of like not keeping fluids in, throwing up. Like, I've never really had that. But I mean, just to give you kind of a brief walkthrough, I mean, the night before an Ironman, I'll just, you know, do a little bit heavier pasta. I guess that's old school, right? You know, doing a little carbo load, but it works for me. So I'll do that. Chicken. I'll always have some chips, you know, to have some salt in there. I always salt my food. And then, the morning of the race, and I've been doing this for many years, but every day when I wake up, I always drink 40 ounces of water right before, before I brush my teeth. It's a really great way to stay hydrated for the first part of the day. So I do that every day, and I did that before Ironman. And then I'll do oatmeal, I'll do a power bar, I'll do a gel, and I'll do a banana. And those things kind of keep me, and I have that spread out up until the race starts. So I don't sit down and have like a big meal and then have it digest. I kind of like having it in pieces. And then during the race, during Ironman, like in Hawaii last year, I don't really have a specific plan, but I know that I think I took in 20 gels last year over the course of the whole race. A lot of it was bananas on the bike, mainly just gels and water over the run, but I don't have a special needs bag. I don't have something that I stop at. I've never had a special needs bag where I've stopped and had something specific. I'm kind of old school like that. I go gels, I go bananas, I go carbohydrates, I do a lot of, you know, Gatorade and water, and that's kind of it. I mean, there's no real secret sauce to what I do.
And if it ain't broke now, don't fix it.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I tried certain things. Like this past year at Ironman Texas, I tried a peanut butter sandwich on the bike because I thought, let me try some regular food, and I had it and it was fine. But then I was feeling some weird stuff on the run. So I'm like, okay, well, I won't do that next time. So I have experimented in more regular everyday food, but it just seems like what I'm doing now seems to work, you know?
Brilliant. Cool. Tim, it's been great catching up. I'd love chatting to you, and I want to wish you all the best on your journey, and we'll be following your progress closely.
Sounds good. Thanks so much for having me, and reach out anytime with any more info.
Thank you very much for joining me, and thank you to Tim for sharing his nutrition tips as well. And we'll be back again with another edition of the podcast tomorrow. And before I go, just a massive thanks to Wheel Science once again for sponsoring the show. The links to the Wheel Science website is below this podcast in the player you're listening to, or you can just head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels and make sure that you use Kona Edge at checkout to get 10% off your order. They've got high-performance race wheels at a fraction of the cost. You get all the performance at half the price. Go check them out right now. UCI approved. They've done some incredible tests on them. Plus, they've been a handful of world records broken on them too. Head over to the website to find out more about it as well. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.